pastoral message from the Westside Church of God Seventh Day in Oklahoma City, April 2024. Chaos certainly does abound, does it not? We're faced. My. We're faced with so many challenges in this life, whether it be with our health, our finances, our jobs, our families, and some seem to afflict or plague us longer than others. We do go through highs and lows, ups and downs, joys and sorrows. We have good days and bad days, and perhaps some really bad days. And how often have we brought problems upon ourselves by the choices we've made? Consequences for your actions is so true. Many say life stinks. And I would agree, spatially, when we take matters into our own hands and think that revenge, drugs, or booze are the way to go. Truth be told, can we not say that Jesus had a really bad day when he was ridiculed, insulted, spit on, slapped, beaten, tortured, and nailed to the cross? Isaiah prophesied of Jesus' plight, saying, "As many were astonished at thee, his visage, his face, his appearance was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." Read Isaiah 52:14. In all of the preachings and gospel messages given in our contemporary culture, how many actually even mention the shed blood of the Son of God? How many? When we really begin to consider the true gospel message and acknowledge the fact that we must change our sinful lives, and we learn more and more of our Savior and accept his terms of a faithful, holy, loving, obedient Christian lifestyle, as he commanded, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." That's Matthew 11:29. Then we ought, at some point, I would hope, realize that there's ultimately more at stake than just simply living as a normal human from birth to death in this life. The Bible promises that the fashion of this world passeth away. Paul wrote that to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians 7:31. And the lust thereof, 1 John 2:17. Some may think, but this is the world and life that I want forever. Dear listener, friend, the future of this world is not up to us, not hardly. God Almighty has already stipulated what's going to happen. When it all goes down, when it all goes down, is up to him and him alone. Let's all get on board, like now, with his plan for a brighter, eternal future. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:17. May God bless.